Welcome to the Character Chronicles, the people show, where we check the pulse of Husker Nation. Brought to you by Nebraska Spine Hospital and the Omaha World Herald. This weekend, heading into game week next week, Nebraska versus South Alabama. The Omaha World Herald wants to talk about the leap that the Huskers are going to take going into year two under Scott Frost. Now at UCF, there was a gigantic leap. I don't know that we can expect an undefeated season. It'd be phenomenal. But let's be realistic, ladies and gentlemen. But the leap that the Huskers are going to take. So I thought I'd join in on this fun. All right. To me, Husker power. Let's talk about Husker power. Because it wasn't all that long ago during winter conditioning that Zach Duvall sent Scott Frost a text. And it said, Husker power is almost all the way back. There's been a lot of improvements. There's been a lot of gains. You can see the guys. Just look at their necks. Just look at them walking around. Ben Stille looks like he grew a mountain, like he became a mountain. These guys have clearly grown and improved in the weight room. Now, the three most important things that Boyd Epley, the Zach Duvall, they test for to see athletic ability is the 10-yard dash, actually not the 40-yard dash. It's the 10-yard dash, the 20-yard shuttle. If you don't know what that is, you run 5 yards, change directions, you run 10, and you finish through the last 5 yards. It's a 20 total yards. So you've got your explosion off the ball. You got your 10-yard dash. Then you got your change of direction and the vertical jump. Your leaping ability, the year two leap, Husker power. How much of a leap have they taken? The vertical jump. Those are the top three tests that they do. Now, I do not have privy to these numbers. I could ask. Maybe they'd give them to me. Maybe they wouldn't. Kind of feel like it's none of my business, even though I would love to know and share it with you fine folks. But that's an in-house thing, and I believe it should stay there unless they decide to post those numbers publicly. But you can see the difference in the players. You can see the difference not only in them physically, but in the way they talk, the way they act, the way they carry themselves. There's clearly been improvements made in the weight room. Now, a year ago, that first offseason under Zach Duvall, I saw these videos where guys, and I've talked about this briefly before on the show, where guys were squatting 800 pounds, 900, 750, whatever the case may be. And I noticed something. I noticed it was always the same two guys. Right? It was always Tanner Farmer and it was always Mike Williams. I noticed it wasn't more than those two guys. I think the difference this year is they were squatting a lot of weight last year, but I don't know that they were getting the depth. Right. I noticed it was always those same two guys because a lot of times if you're not going as deep, you don't want to put that out on social media because you get called out. And I'm not saying they weren't doing a good job last year with Husker Power. I think Zach Duvall's idea was let's put the weight on and then let's gradually get deeper and deeper and deeper. Hey, I got no problem with that. It seems to be working. But my point is I've noticed a lot more different guys being put out on social media, being shown what they're doing in the weight room. The team as a whole. It's getting stronger, it's getting faster, it's getting bigger. Now, what I want to see is how does this pay off on the field? In the fourth quarter, are we going to be the stronger team? Are we going to be the more physical team? Are we going to win in the trenches? Now, I don't expect us to just come out and pancake everybody like we're an NFL line. We still got to get better and better and better over time. But what I want to see, what happens late in the games and what happens early in the games and throughout the games at the point of attack. Who's getting pushed backwards more often than not? Now, when I was with the Redskins, I want to say it was 2012, the year we won the division championship, right? Coach Shanahan stood in front of the team, and he called our strength coach up, and he said, what is physicality to you, coach? And he said, what happens at the point of attack? He didn't say who squats more. He didn't say who's bigger, who's stronger. He said what happens at the point of attack. Because what happens at the point of attack obviously is dictated by your speed, boom, getting off the ball, by your strength, boom, by your power, your explosiveness, which is speed, time, strength, boom. But it's also that mentality. Do you got the mentality to hit somebody in the mouth? Do you got somebody in the mentality to hit somebody in the mouth throughout the entire game for 40, 50, 60, 70 snaps? When you get knocked on your rear, you're going to get back up. You're going to hit them in the mouth again. A lot of it's not just the physicality, which they've clearly improved on, but it's a mentality. I want to see how this leap in Husker football, this leap in year two, this leap in Husker power, which has clearly happened, how does that affect the 6 inches between the ears? And how does that affect the point of contact, of impact, the physicality that this team has this year? Go Big Red, and always remember to throw the bones. Thanks again to our sponsor, Nebraska Spine Hospital. Ladies and gentlemen, when it's your spine, you do not want to mess around, and experience matters. That's why you can trust the experts at Nebraska Spine Hospital, the region's only spine-specific hospital. They are the best at what they do.